From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. I'm glad you're joining us. It's always a privilege to have our listeners tune in, and I trust that as you listen in day by day and week by week, that the Lord is blessing His Word to your heart. May I just take a moment to encourage our listeners to write to us. If you've been blessed through the Word of God that has been preached in recent times, then why not drop us a line? Just write and let us know. It may be that there are some listeners who are tuning in and you're listening to God's Word, but you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're not a saved person, but the Lord has been speaking to your heart through His Word, and you're becoming anxious and concerned about eternal things and the salvation of your soul, and you would like some help and advice and counsel from God's precious Word, then do feel free to write to us. That's what we're here for, to give you help and guidance from the Word of God, so that you can be absolutely certain that you belong to the Lord, that you're a child of God. Because we're not children of God by nature, we're born sinners, we're born in sin, and we're shapen in iniquity. But there is salvation for the whosoever that will call on the name of the Lord. Do write to us this week. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in Mark's Gospel. And here he is.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our program. We're going to be looking at a new portion of the Gospel of Mark this morning. We read from chapter 8, the verse 1. Mark chapter 8, the verse 1. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. If I send them away, fasting, to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed, and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away. May God bless his word to our hearts. Here's a lovely hymn. It's sung for us by the Salvation Army Corps in Sheffield in England. The soloist is Sarah Lacey, and it's the hymn written by Fanny Crosby in the last century, Someday the Silver Cord Will Break.
I shall see.
Would you turn now in your Bible, please, to the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. I want to read again the two verses at the beginning of the chapter. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. Isn't it marvelous to know that even when there is mounting opposition against the Lord Jesus Christ, he can still draw a multitude unto him? We're told that there was a multitude which was very great following the Savior at this particular time. It says also that they had been following him for 3 days and had nothing to eat. It is marvelous, men and women, to note the priorities of a people who come under the influence of Christ's precious word. In normal circumstances, they would have had many tasks and many duties to perform, but all is laid aside while Christ is in their midst, and for 3 days they have been attending upon him. I have to say again that they were attending upon him despite the opposition of religious leaders. It is a sad truth, you know, that God's word and God's work is often opposed by those who claim to be the leaders of God's work and chief among God's servants. They oppose the preaching of the word of the Lord Jesus. They would have the people follow something other than the word of the Lord Jesus. But despite that, the common people heard him gladly. The people were not so easily fooled. And I trust that today there is that same discernment shown by people. May we measure what men have to say in the light of God's word alone. You will see that this multitude followed the Savior despite the opposition of religious leaders. But you will also note that they followed the Savior despite the difficulties that incurred, because they had for 3 days nothing to eat. They probably had some little provision with them. I'm sure folks in those days may have carried some little provision, perhaps a piece of cheese or a crust of bread. They would have had some little nourishment, but it soon was gone. And for 3 days, it would appear, they really had not much to eat. But still, they followed the Savior. They didn't go until he dismissed them. And it is a tremendous thing to notice what a hunger for Christ will endure in order that it might be satisfied. True zeal knows no barriers. History records what our forefathers have on many occasions endured in order to feast upon the Word of God. And it is a marvelous thing to know. Indeed, we today have many of our religious and spiritual privileges as a result of the endurance and the afflictions borne by men and women in former generations who were desirous only of following the Lord, irrespective of the price that had to be paid. Oh, we salute the multitude here. We salute their tenacity. We salute their zeal. We salute their discernment. We salute their determination to hang upon every word that fell from the Master's lips. But the Savior had compassion on them. Their afflictions and their needs did not go unnoticed by the Savior. I feel that they went unnoticed by the disciples, but they didn't go unnoticed by the Savior. And dear friend, today, perhaps what you are seeking to do for the Lord is unnoticed by men, but it's not unnoticed by God. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. The Savior had compassion on them. And he says, we must get them something to eat. The disciples throw up their hands in unbelief, saying, how can we possibly satisfy such a multitude here within the wilderness? But as you know, I trust you know, that which is impossible with man is not impossible with God. And the Saviour is about to work yet another miracle of feeding a vast multitude from a tiny supply. We'll look at that more closely next week in the will of the Lord, but I trust that today, that despite all the difficulties that may cross your path, you will follow hard at the heels of Christ, and that if you are not saved, then you will press through those oppositions until you touch the hem of His garment and know His salvation. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.